Jesus, he's forever the same. Jesus, I'm able to reign.
Jesus,
let us proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name. Here we go.
In Jesus' name.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, we want to thank you this morning for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy. Lord God, there are a lot of sick people. I mean, God, sick in their physical body with all kinds of ailments and sicknesses and diseases and pain and torment and misery. But Lord God, you said that you sent Jesus to save us. And Father, I believe that that means save us from misery and sickness and discomfort and disease. Because that's what you did, Jesus. And that's the example that you left for us. So God, this no sound on speaker? Let's see here. That's right. I don't see it. Hold on. Lord God, I need you to heal your people from all this sickness. Let's see. Why don't we have any sound on speaker? Hello? Output. Hello? All right, hold on just for 1 minute. We'll see. What about now? Can you hear me on speaker? No. Okay, let's see. This is really, okay, that's right. I'll put input. Is it possible that you can hear me now on Spreaker? No sound. Oh, this is... Well...
Yet we worship, giving all the praise. Just humble service, through sweat and tears. So no more fears, seeing the glory of the God out to every air. You cover me with grace, and a love so unconditional. It's got me on my face every day, God. Goes the praise of the saints. Goes my praise every day, yeah.
Even if the drums stop beating, my soul will keep on singing. Even
than any silver and gold, yeah. I saw myself and my sin made me unworthy, but truth is I'll never be perfect, but Christ took the burden. Me, I give my all, despite my downfall. When many see me fail, only you see me prevail. So the pressure hits the ladder, I praise.
That's on the speaker I'm listening to from you back, but no speaking sound, huh? Nope. Well, this is like, okay, but you're still not going to stop what I have to say. Let's see. No, I don't.
Say hello to my new life. All my burdens are gone now that I'm with you. You put me here on the front line, and they're coming to me from all sides. But the Lord is my light, so hold on, I fear. So I'm walking in my faith. You will not be afraid. Let my voice up sing, ale, ale, ale.
Can you hear me now? In the name of Jesus, can you hear me now? Still can't. Hello? Can you hear me now? Great.
I walk the streets, I hear your voice. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your walls, I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out, but you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, all you need a touch. I can work with what you got. I'm a spark to the fire. I'm a way to a hurricane. Just a word, that's all it takes.
Obviously, the devil does not want me to get this out. And anybody that's not on here, maybe they'll hear it on the replay, or maybe I'll say it again tomorrow. In 2005, I did this crazy show on Showtime TV. It was a segment of Penn and Teller, and it was called Debunking Exorcist or something like that. Anyway, I did the show. I didn't get debunked. And it's this one producer that's been following me a little bit. They came to me. They asked me if I would do another show. And I said no when I was in South Carolina. Well, they They contacted me yesterday again. And this is what they said. They said, we want to do a show because the producer that did my thing in 2005 did a show called Ghost Whisper after hearing me say, I can see spirits and I can hear them and so forth. So the same producer who happens to be in Atlanta and lives in Atlanta called me up yesterday and said, I have an idea for something that I want to pitch to Showtime, and it involves your kind of like what you've been doing, because I listen to you and I've been following you since 2005, and you have been consistent. You've not changed. He said, remember, I came to you when you were in South Carolina and I asked you to do a reality show. That's what she asked me. That's what it sounded like to me. I said, no. Anyway, she says, I would like to give you $1,000. I said, for what? She said, I want you to pay. She said, you have to do it because it's your ministry. And if you tell me no again, it would just have been a gift I gave you to your ministry. I said, okay. She said, I want you to pay you 1,000. I mean, you 100. She said, I have an idea. I'd like to follow up on you on a one-time kind of. She said, I can't tell you the idea because it's competitive. She said, but I want you to take the 900 and I want you to pay 9 people $100 to write their testimony, what they have gained from your ministry, anybody from 2005 up to right now. She said, the $100 is just going to be so that you can have a right to their testimony. She said, so I want to take 5 of those testimonies, and I would like to highlight your ministry from 2005 to what you've accomplished up to today. I said, so you're going to pay 10 people, one of them being me, $100 for their testimony of what they've gained through my ministry from any time from 2005 up to now. She said that, yeah, they have to be real because what we may do, she said, I got some interest. She said, I got some interest. She said, and what we may do is we may go and film 5 of those people in their own environment, in their own, wherever they are, add that to your segment that I have in mind doing for you, which would make it real, because that's how we did that show with you back in 2005. So if it's 9 of you that might want to participate in a Showtime show on my ministry based on what they're going to do is they're going to take it, because they never debunked me. The name of it was Exorcist. And all I did, even in that segment, which was on Penn and Teller, I just said that I cast out demons, and they got me in a church, in my spiritual son's church, as a matter of fact, one of my spiritual son's churches. And I'm standing in the pulpit, casting out demons, and people in the audience, it says what they came back that night, and then they trying to say negative stuff, but it didn't work because it blessed my ministry so much So anyway, I got up this morning and I wanted to see if she was telling me the truth. The $1,000 is in my account, paid to me, and she never forgot. I kind of feel like Joseph, you know, when he was in prison, and then the baker, whichever one was the baker died, I think. But anyway, so once again, she wants to pitch me in a Showtime something. It's not a reality. It's kind of like Remember When kind of thing. But they need 5 testimonies, and they're going to pick 5 from 9. They want 9, and I don't know exactly how they're going to do it. It's right now, it ain't nothing. It's just an idea. But she was willing to put up her own money so that I could have those testimonies and be free to use them. And then I think what they're going to do is they're going to bring in a camera crew and just talk with whoever testimony it is. And then they're going to work a show around me and those testimonies. I think it's a good way to honor God. That's why I did it. God told me, you pray about it. But I'm going to tell you this, you don't have a lot of time. Because, see, when God gives you something, you can't be dragging your feet like you got a lifetime to do this. So if you want to be one, you need to sit down and write your testimony as to how this ministry, certainly put God first, put Jesus first, and you got to mention, you know, the truth, the whole truth. You got it through the internet. You found out about it through the internet, because that's what they want to, whatever this thing is she got in mind, she want to show the internet and God, Christianity, I don't know. But, and I can't say it'll be any more, nothing else than that $100. So anyway, if you interest, that's why the sound didn't want to work on the speaker this morning. If you might be one of the ones interested, you could text me. But I'm going to do it with or without you. It don't matter. You know, if this is a time maybe you could be blessed, it ain't dependent on you. That's what I'm trying to tell you, because, you know, the devil get crazy. And he'll tell you, oh, she got to have, no, she ain't got to have nothing but Jesus. Jesus set this up. Jesus had this lady following me since 2005. You understand me? So don't let the devil trick you. Certainly, if they highlight you, you know, it'll be you could, whatever business you're in or whatever you do is a part of it. It won't be negative. I can tell you that. It won't be negative, or I won't do it. It must bring God glory and honor, or else I'm not, you know, I didn't turn her down before. I'd like to see where it's going to go. And if I don't get the testimonies, then she's going to do it around my church anyway. So that's what I'm saying to you this morning. Don't let the devil trick you. You know, like if I don't do this, it ain't going to, no, it ain't like that. It's going to happen one way or another. One way or another. Because the devil get in people and they get a little crazy, you know, like, oh, if I don't do this, this ain't going to, nope. Mm-mm. And I've been turning her down for over 10 years, I guess, now. 5 years, I don't know. I just never felt like the timing was right, but I feel like the timing is right for this. And I feel like ain't no pride in me about it. No pride. Pride to mess you up. But I do feel once I hear the whole plan, that deliverance ministry, since the original thing was on exorcism, and I stood the test of time, and I did what I do, cast out demons in that Showtime thing. The person that recommended me for that initially has gone to be with the Lord. He's going to be with the Lord, so that just we were peers, colleagues, not one person over another person or anything like that. And then there was some cuckoo birds on there with some, you know, from anyway. I stood the test of time. That's all I can say. And it's coming at a really good time because I'm getting ready to put the new books out in a volume. So I figure I could use it for that. So if you have a testimony you think might be worth sharing through this ministry, through your involvement or whatever, your being blessed through this ministry, I'd like to have it, and you can have $100, period. I guess that's it. The $100 is it. She put it in there last night. The $1,000, she put that in there last night. When I did that for Showtime, I never got any money from it or anything like that. I wasn't doing it even back there then for money. I was doing it because I wanted to get the deliverance ministry out there in 2005. So it's back up. It's back up again. Only in a different way. And I have an opportunity to introduce the goodness and the benefits of this kind of ministry. That's what it's about. So, man, had to get the sound back because the enemy did not want me to put that out there. But glory be to God, I've got to get this Spreaker thing. But I don't know, it's all the sound thing. You know, the enemy just, he does not want his kingdom exposed. And he does not want people free. But people are being free. And see, let me explain something else. She said, oh, I forgot to tell you, this director got saved during that crazy segment. She had me sit down with her and tell her about Jesus, and she got saved. So I really don't have to worry about it because I'm dealing with a saved person, has an idea that wants to and she's going to tell that too in this how it affected her life and changed it. And she wants to come to my church as soon as I open it up like a church, like a regular church. But it's more like a deliverance church, a deliverance center, a place of spiritual freedom. If you think you might be interested, you can text me and let me know. We only have, she only has, she want to get 9 testimonies for 5 slots. I think it's going to be an hour long. It's going to be an hour long, and it's going to be, again, on Showtime, a Showtime thing. Okay. All right. So you might want to text me if you think so, and I'll get the only thing you have to sign is that they have the right to use it. That's all. You have to give them the rights to use it on Showtime Television. Okay. I'll ask. I'll see whatever that is, and like I say, she already sent me the money to pay it, so I know she for real. But I know she for real anyway, because she was for real in 2005. That's when I really thought that it wasn't for real. And they contacted me in 2005. You remember Brother Joe?
Yes, sir.
Brought all that camera equipment in there, and then they edited it fairly. And she just got saved. No, she wasn't saved then. Nope. She got saved after they did it, when she sat down with me to talk about Jesus. Praise God. Okay, I was saying when I got cut off, there's too many sick people in this ministry. My goal, I got to get you healed. I didn't realize it was that many sick people. I knew of maybe two, three, but that's two or three too many. It's a deliverance healing ministry, so we got to get you healed. Donna, I need to talk with you. I need you to read these papers from Showtime. Before I sign anything. Praise God. We got to get you sick people healed. It's too many sick people. Two is too many. One is too many. So I'm going to maybe one day, just one day next week, I want to call a fast for people to be healed. Cancer is no joke, and neither are tumors and ulcers and growths. It's no joke. High blood pressure is no joke. And too many of you got it in this ministry. You ain't supposed to have that in this ministry. I don't believe you're supposed to have it, period. But not only do I not believe you're supposed to have it, but I really don't believe you're supposed to have it in this ministry. I think the devil is trespassing. I think he done snuck up on some people, but you know what? He can sneak up all he wants, but we're going to expose him and get him out. I'm hearing a lot of good things happening in your ministries. I wish, I just would love to, I still can't quite believe that these witches came in these people's window and ruined their life like that, like he did. I still can't believe that. I believe it, but I think he needs to be paid back for that. That's my point. I think he needs to be paid back for that. And I thank God that he's going to restore And he's turned around that circumstance in the life of that family that he did that to. But that just means that there's a whole lot more teaching that needs to be done so that people can stand. And having done all else, what? Still stand against the wiles of the devil. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm if I have anything to do with this Showtime thing, it's gonna. That's what I want them to focus on, you know. Yeah, that's what I want them to focus on, and that's what I believe that she is going to focus on, because it changed her life. Oh, I forgot to tell you. When I prayed for her and she had a baby, the doctor said that she couldn't have any kids. Well, after we did deliverance, she has a baby now. Ain't God good? So I know it's going to be positive. I don't even have any doubts about that. None. But I'm concerned about the ones that are still sick, because God says, I will put none of this in Exodus. In Exodus, in Exodus, the 15th chapter and the 26th verse. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Look what it says right here. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And then God says, I am the Lord, I change not. Are you with me? I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now that's the truth. That is the God's gospel truth. Now, it is true that some people get healed over this internet, right? But the majority of them, so I don't want you to feel bad, don't. The majority don't. And God says that you don't know, and I don't know, the depths of Satan. The depths of Satan, Revelation chapter 2, verse 24. God was talking there, about, go there and take a look at it. He was talking to the churches, and he was saying what he had against them. And he was talking about, some of them have left their first love. And he's talking here about the devil in Revelation chapter 2, verse 8, to the church in Smyrna. These things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And so he's saying, Let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And he talks about Satan's seat to the church of Pergamos and so forth. But the thing in 24, but unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. Hold fast till I come. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. God doesn't want you sick. So we got to, there's some depths of Satan that have to be overcome so you can be healed. And part of that, I'm sure, has a lot to do with the stirring up of the gifts that are in some of you. You see, there's something in each of us that we have to take a stand on, and we have to take a position on. And that is, where do you stand when it comes to you, you being healed? You know, it seems kind of crazy, but, or it seems strange that you got to be willing to die to live. But God isn't talking about physical death. You got to be willing to die to the world. You got to be willing to die to self in order to take on Jesus' life and live. It's really not that hard. But what makes it difficult is, what kind of person were you before? Are you willing to give up that old rebellious nature? Are you willing to give up them old habits? I witnessed somebody, and I saw them in an environment in which the old them flew back up before they even recognized it. Their old selfish, domineering nature flew back up. And I said, hey, look at that. Where'd that come from? Well, it was there all the time. And some people are so absorbed with faking it. That's why during Thanksgiving time, if you remember, Fay Jean said, I'm not going to fake it anymore. I'm not going to come to Thanksgiving faking. I ain't going to fake no more. Well, some of you have not come to that conclusion yet. You're still faking it. You still won't let go. And the problem is, Jesus knows the very depths of you. He's your creator. Just like when you buy a car and the manufacturer does something wrong, he called a recall on that car. That car has to go back to the manufacturer, and whatever malfunction, the manufacturer fixes it and gives you your car back good. God is your fixer. Jesus is your fixer. And whenever he exposes something in you, that's the recall. That's the recall. He wants you to come back to the manufacturer himself. And he wants to fix what, honestly, he has caused to be exposed. And the reason he caused it to be exposed is he wants to replace that. He got all the spare parts up there in heaven. He got, and the thing about him is he can take the old one out and replace it with a brand new one. Brand new heart, brand new liver, brand new kidney, brand new veins. He can give you a complete blood transfusion. But only when you honest with him. You done faked it. You done made it by faking it and lying. And but there comes a time. When you do that stuff again, you only hurting yourself. And then the thing that gets me is somebody faking it. And then got the nerve to say they're going to help somebody else. Help them with what? You ain't got nothing to help nobody with. Help yourself first. And then you have something genuine. You have something that can really, really help somebody. You cannot help anybody messed up. If you've been telling yourself that lie, it's time to get it straight. It's time to get it straight. You say, well, witches, you know what act of witchcraft? They're going to take on somebody else's pain and take on, why? Because if they can time share with your demons, they got more demonic power to operate with. Satan will give up a lesser demon for somebody to put a bigger demon in you. And no, God will not show you everything at one time that he needs you to work with, even if you're helping somebody. Somebody said to me this weekend, they say, well, you didn't know that person was a witch? I said, no, I wasn't looking for no witches. I was looking for the person that God sent me to be healed. Witches don't bother me in the name of Jesus. By that, I mean they're not going to prevent me from doing anything God sends me to do. And I'm going to present the gospel to them, even the witches. He want to heal witches. He want to deliver witches. But it also says that he would not suffer a witch to live. That means strip them down. Strip them down from that witchcraft power. Strip them down so they ain't got nothing to work against nobody with anymore. So what I said to that is, like, I ain't scared of no witches. I'm not scared of no sorcerers. If I was scared of them, I need to go crawl in a casket and die because they're everywhere. Witches need to be scared of me because I'm going to strip them down in the name of Jesus. I'm going to make them give back everything they've stolen in the name of Jesus. But now I don't care what I don't have. Hey, all I can do is offer them Jesus. All we can do is offer anybody Jesus. Remember, Lucifer was an angel in heaven with God. It was when he fell. It was after he had fallen that he became Satan, the devil, the dragon. He was Lucifer in heaven. Remember Judas? In order for Judas to do what he was born to do, Satan had to enter into his heart. And it's only three people in the Bible that it says Satan entered into their heart. Satan entered into Judah's heart, and he entered into Ananias and Sapphira's heart. Nobody else does it say he entered into them. But that let us know he can enter into anybody. There was a bad spirit that entered in and out of Peter. Peter struggled. What Jesus had to tell Peter, Peter, you know not what manner of spirit you are at this moment right here. So that's what I mean. Everybody, look, listen to this. And then I'm getting ready to go. Everybody on this earth, you hear me, has demons. There is not a person born of a woman that does not have a demon. Well, how do you know that, Erica? Simple. You were born in sin, and you were shaped in iniquity. You were born in sin. Behind every sin is a demon, and you were shaped in iniquity, the sins of your mother and your father. So behind every sin your mother and your father ever created was a demon. The whole world have a demon problem. Jesus said, I knew you before I formed you in your mama's womb. The whole world have a demon problem. But guess what? God is raising up people now to help the world out of it. Because he's exposing it. He's exposing it worldwide. 10 years ago, you wouldn't see this kind of talk about demons and devils and witches. That stuff was kept in the dark as far back as 10 years ago. But now, and I'm glad about it. Because see, so many people, the devil tricked them and made them think that their crazy behavior was normal and their crazy behavior was them. It is not. It is not. You know why? You were born in that sin. You were born in them demons. But God sent Jesus because God knew you were going to have a way out of this, out of that mess. Out of that bondage. Out of those strongholds. And that's why people hate. Look, they don't treat Buddha like they treat Jesus. They don't treat Muhammad like they treat Jesus. They don't treat Krishna like they treat Jesus. Why? Because there's no other name in heaven, on earth, or under the earth, there's no other name whereby men must be saved. Must be saved. Don't you see that? Must be saved. Saved from what? Saved from what they were born into. That's why you must be born again. Hallelujah. That's why you got to be born again. It's so simple. It's so simple. You have to be born again because you were born into sin. You were born into iniquity. That's why you needed a savior to be saved from the fallen darkness on this earth. And it only takes a little bit of faith to become born again. And once you become born again, you don't have to worry about it. You will love Jesus. Because Jesus is going to teach you how to love God, and the Holy Spirit is going to work in you so you will begin to love yourself. It's a good time. It's a God time to be alive. Don't let the devil trick you. You have a better hope. COVID is COVID. You got a better hope than COVID. You got a better hope. As a matter of fact, you have hope. Those of you that are sick, I want you to begin to see Jesus as your healer and ask him, if there's anything in me that's preventing me from being healed, expose it to somebody. If you don't even expose it to me, expose it to somebody who will come to me and tell me what I need to do. And save me, Jesus. Ask Jesus to save you. He said, behold, stand at the door and knock. I'm standing. I'm knocking. I'm at the door. But you have to open the door. You have to do that. You have to do that. Remember, that's Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. You and Jesus going to have an exchange. You and Jesus can have an exchange. You and Jesus have already had an exchange. His death for your life. His sinlessness for your sin. What more you need? Your eternal damnation exchanged for his eternal life. What more do you need? You just need to believe it. That's what you need to believe. And you need to ask him. Okay, Jesus, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Because somewhere I ain't believing something. Your word says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Why am I not healed? And then when he tell you, act on it. Because he's good.
Just keep it to myself. Keep in that place.
Forget, you're going to make yourself the present in somebody's life in order that the presence of God be manifested to them. Remember, you are real revolutionary. And you're going to have to think like a revolutionary. Forget being a warrior. Be a revolutionary.
Maybe you're not like me. Maybe we don't agree. Maybe that doesn't mean we gotta be enemies. Maybe we just get brave, take a big leap of faith, call a truce so me and you can find the better way. Let's take some time, open our eyes, look and listen. Yeah. We're gonna find we're more alike than we are different. Revolutionary.
drown their voices out, because I believe that you and me can find some common ground. See, maybe I'm not like you, but I walk a mile in your shoes if it means I might see the world the way you do. Let's take some time, open our eyes, look and listen. We're gonna find we're more alike than we are different. What would Jesus do?
He would love first. He would love first.
What would Jesus do?
He would love first.
Yeah, he would love first.
So we should love first.
While we were on there, I got a text from her, and she said her emphasis, so you don't have to be scared of TV. She said her emphasis is going to be on me being 71 and still in the ministry and in a tough ministry. So she said, you don't have to be scared. It's not on the demons. Praise God. All right. I just want to share that last little text that came in while we were listening. Oh, boy. I'm going to sign out with this. I guess this is a good one. Good, good, good one. God will make a way.
It's car music.
And it gets to the powerless. He can give you hope when you're hopeless. This guy is the greatest. His name is Christ Jesus. Hey, alright. What did he see yesterday? He can do again today. What did he see yesterday? He can do again today. What did he see yesterday? He can do again today. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, he will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, over the heart of Peter, let the people not be. Over the heart of Peter, let the people not be trouble. Martha, do the sunny, Martha, take it sunny. I'm to put you out of the game of it. He's a singer, who's a race for the baby. He's a singer, who makes plans like to see. He's a singer, oh yeah, and a baby somewhere. Oh yeah, he does. What did he see yesterday? He can do again today. What did he see yesterday? Aye, he can do again today. What did he see yesterday? He can do again today. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, he will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, over the park of Pika, let us think of my feet. Over the park of Pika, let us think of my feet. Just the way you pull Lazarus out of the grave, just the way you walk on the water. Nothing is so hard for you. Nothing is so hard for you to do. Nothing is so hard for you. Oh yeah.
You won the victory. We call you majesty. You have the ability to turn things around.
You won the victory. We call you majesty. You have the ability to turn things around.
God will make a way
where there seems to be no
Thank you.